Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. You know that performance counts, so put your pension in the hands of our experts. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Younger listeners might not realise that today, 64 years ago, saw the international withdrawal of thalidomide, the active ingredient in morning sickness tablets, which is thought to be responsible for up to 20,000 birth defects worldwide. However, it was not withdrawn here at that time. Fionnuala Cassidy has fought the good fight for thalidomide victims for many years, and she joins me now on the line. Fionnuala, you're usually standing outside the Dáil on this anniversary. You didn't today.
Well, yeah, we are a depleted group today, sadly, with the loss of and death of some of our survivors, but also just the ill health of some of our members wouldn't have allowed them to be able to travel to Dublin and to parade outside Leinster House today. But we had five wonderful survivors, myself, Sandra, Catherine, Tommy and Mike, and we laid five white roses thinking of our survivors. And then because we knew we weren't able for sort of the campaigning at the gate, we had liaised with some of the fabulous people here in Leinster House who have been supporting us for years. And I am literally in Leinster House now in the RTÉ studio, having rushed out of a meeting. Katie, I'm floored. There was hardly standing room in the room. Cross party, everybody turned up. It was extraordinary. And they got to hear firsthand. Some of them had never heard the story about thalidomide before. You know, we've some younger new politicians. But by God, there was a sense of shame for the state's actions and state, you know, for the treatment of us, because people have been lobbying very hard within Leinster House for us. I'm hoping now that there is going to be a big impetus in the coming weeks.
Yeah, Fionnuala, because we've spoken many times before about this, and as you say, you've been in and out of the Dáil many times. You've met with the Taoiseach, you've met with many government politicians over the years. Why do you think you're still waiting? You're waiting, and just explain what you're asking for is pretty basic, and for a small number of survivors now.
Yeah, look, the reason for your listeners, just to recap, that thalidomide is such an issue and an issue with the state, is that when the international withdrawal was made, the government at the time here in 1961 deliberately chose not to issue the warning and needlessly left the drug on the market and in people's cabinets. I mean, the former old TD, Dr. John O'Connell, he was able to walk into a regional pharmacy, a little chemist shop, 4 years after the withdrawal and buy it over the counter. So the state's decision is paramount in the treatment and the outcome of this. I'm genuinely telling you that there is nobody in here who we met today, and I mean, we're floored by the response. They are frustrated. They have been likewise, we're lobbying outside, they're lobbying inside, and nobody can understand the state's position in not bringing justice and closure to this after 64 years. You're talking 40 people. And today we're particularly recognising the very small amount of about 12 people who are unacknowledged survivors, and that the state is just still procrastinating on fixing and bringing into the fold here. These people all have a categorical medical diagnosis of thalidomide damage by world experts, and yet the state has not recognised them.
Okay. Fionnuala, no doubt we'll talk again, but many thanks for joining us on today, the anniversary of the international withdrawal of thalidomide worldwide. Okay, just we're getting a lot of texts in now about our airport names. James Joyce Airport is one suggestion. Another texter, Dan, says yes to Sean Lamass Airport. He took the country out of the dark ages. That's from Dan. Bob Geldof Airport is another suggestion. Here we go. Oh, listen, Dublin Airport is the smartest way forward. No one wants to arrive at anything else but Dublin Airport when they're arriving here. As I say there, we're getting lots and lots of texts in. Joyce, Yates, Shaw, Behan, Linnet, Heaney, all more internationally recognisable than Lamass, says Tom. He might have a point there. We'll take a break.